Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I'd like to return this DVD player that I purchased last week. It doesn't turn on when I plug it in.
Yes, let me see. Oh, you're right. I'd be happy to accept your return. There is, however, a 10% restocking fee on all electronic items, unless you'd like to exchange it for the same item.
The fee isn't a problem. I'm not happy with that brand, and I'd like to look around some more before I purchase another one. I appreciate your help.
Number 41. What does the man want to do? Number 42. What does the man have to pay? Number 43. What amount is the fee? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to the public library. How can I help you?
I'm here about my library card. I just got my new debit card and my name is misspelled. My name is Tom Flanders. Flanders. On the card, it's spelled IN.
Oh, I see. Do you have some identification I could see to verify that? Then I can fix it right up for you.
Thanks a lot. Hang on, let me get my driver's license. Number 44. What does the man want to do? Number 45. What information does the man provide? Number 46. What will the man probably do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, John. How's the new job working out? And how do you like it here in San Diego so far?
There are things I miss about Dallas, but San Diego's great, and the job's great. I thought it would be difficult changing from advertising to marketing, but it's honestly been quite a painless crossover.
Yeah, marketing can be a challenge, but it has its good points, and San Diego is a great place. I've worked in Dallas, London, and Paris, and San Diego is still my favorite.
I'm sure you're right. The only problem now is my mother. She's still in Dallas. She's in bad health, and I'm concerned about being so far from her. She told me that she is too old to move anymore, so I'll only be able to see her 3 times a year. Number 47. What has the man recently done? Number 48. What is the man worried about? Number 49. How often will the man meet with his mother? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear that the city is going to remove the old international bridge and that they're building a new bridge right next to it?
I saw it on the TV this morning. It's about time. That means we won't have to wait for hours and hours to get into Canada anymore.
That also means more traffic will move through this area. Did they say when the project is to begin?
They said it won't start for another year and a half.
Number 50. What does the city plan to do? Number 51. Where did the man hear the news? Number 52. When will the project start? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Hey, Paul. How's the job hunting going?
Not very well, I'm afraid. I've been to so many interviews, I feel like I'll never get hired. It's so competitive in my field.
I know what you mean. When I was looking for my jobs, I found that networking with my classmates really opened the door to some great opportunities. That's how I got my first job after graduation. Maybe you should try it.
That's a really great idea. I'll make a list of school contacts first thing tomorrow. Thanks for the input. Number 53. What are the speakers discussing? Number 54. What idea does the woman suggest? Number 55. What will the man do?